It looks like it's recording, and we are back in the commissioner's conference room, which it's been a while, a few months. And this is 2 p.m. on June 24th, 2020. It is a board business meeting, and all three commissioners are present. We have one item to discuss, and that's the cannabis advisory panel. And we have a stack of applications and a formation document that we did on what, January 29th? Yep, January 29th. We formed the committee and then we got COVID distracted. And now we're back to look at membership. And I also want to talk about staff liaison possibilities and suggestions. And so there is seven positions available. One of them is the Josephine County Sheriff or his designee, who's in the room, by the way. And so you don't have to do position three.
I think we should talk about that one, because, just kidding.
All right.
Sorry, can't even be a...
You can't even scare him.
I know.
He's unflappable. So, I have a couple active members, and I think you know who they are in this community, who were a good resource during the hempocalypse that we went through last year.
Well, sure that.
And that was Amanda Metzler, who's also the head of the, I can't think of the name.
Farms Inc.,
thank you, which is a group of rural residential cannabis growers that have grandfathered in based on our change of code. So I think she's definitely a qualified member or candidate, excuse me. And Lorianne Carey, who has been an organic farmer for a long time and has also got on the Water Resource Board out there in Williams. And so I think that that's a good candidate as well. And I would suggest Lorianne for position six at large, and Amanda for actively engaged in the cannabis. That's position number one.
So I'm just curious how this...
I made a mistake on Lorianne. I just figured she was in the cannabis.
Is she not?
She's not. She doesn't grow.
Oh, okay. She used to.
Last time I asked her, she said no. There may be some personal stuff, but she's not professional.
Okay.
Yeah, she's an organic farmer, so she's on that end.
Got it.
And a water rights advocate. Obviously, she's on the water board. So, and this was just a possibility sheet. We really thank you for that, Trish. And so it may have some of those things that don't exactly qualify.
These aren't in any order of importance, are they?
They are not, except for the sheriff. He's always number three. Not sure why. Hope his feelings don't get hurt easy.
I think Lorianne and Amanda both would be good representatives. They have been active in trying to help us in a way that I think that Hamid has been involved as a non-grower and on the Planning Commission, has spent a lot of time talking with us and such. And after the decision out on Leonard Road that affected his community, he was pretty disappointed. I don't know if he applied before or after that. But it's one of those things that it might be beneficial to have somebody with a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple folks in here that have applied I wouldn't recommend in any position. One of them was on a previous board of this and did not actually help. As a matter of fact, when we asked about topics, said, not going to work for you guys for free. And I just don't know why you'd apply for an advisory board if you're not willing to advise.
Okay, so if we put Amanda in number one.
Right.
Who else are you going to put in number one?
Well, that's it. You only get one per position.
That's
but
right.
You'll see the names repeat under any if the name is under a category, they qualify under that category. So you'll see names repeated. So number one is the same names as number two.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's somebody on here that I don't want on there.
Okay, so let's just make recommendations of who we think would be beneficial, maybe.
Okay, just in general, not per position.
I think Bob Krause would be a great person to have on the committee, as he farms in multiple things.
Bob Krause, of course, but where do you want to, which, he's in one, two, three. Yep.
He qualifies for all those positions.
For all three of those, which one do you want to put him in?
So my concern is, all right, I'm just going to set some people here, I think.
Okay, let's just start with number one.
Will he count as hemp, and hemp is cannabis?
Yep.
Right.
So he only would qualify.
He isn't in one yet. His application says he could potentially.
You're talking.
He said he might go into him.
So that's why I put that.
So if he goes into it, does he get kicked off the committee? So
I don't think we grandfather in for that. Because the person who is not engaged in the cannabis. And that Andy
Smith.
Cannabis
is cannabis, isn't it?
Exactly. So whether it's.
So hemp is considered cannabis.
He is the current president of Josephine County Farm Bureau, and I think that is a membership that would be appropriate on this board.
And that's pretty compelling. Who's that, Miller?
No, that was Krause.
So which one of these places do you want to put Krause in?
I don't know yet.
Because you've got, right now you've got Lori Ann Carey. Darren said for position number six, right?
No, she can be somebody in.
Well, she has to be at large because she is not engaged in cannabis.
Wait, she can be in four or five.
She's in six.
Oh, traditional agriculture.
Seven. She's in six.
Hey, guys.
She's in,
We were told she was mislabeled in one and two. She can be under four and five. She's rural residential property.
She's not allowed in Lorraine in one or two, right?
Correct.
Right.
But she can't.
So let me
do we know if she's
out.
A property owner?
Yeah, I believe she is.
Because then it's four or five that she would qualify. Traditional agricultural, not engaged in cannabis.
She's not put in four. She's only in five then. Because she's in seven again.
Yeah.
She can't be one, two, or three.
She can be four, five, six, or seven.
She just didn't get put into four and five, but she's a possible for that, Dan.
Okay. Yep. I'm worried about one and two.
Yeah.
We have recommendations of Amanda Metzler and Ree Miller for one and two.
For one and two.
Yep.
And
the rest go away.
I'm okay with that. So Metzler and number one.
Yeah, and Metzler's Williams, and Ree Miller is CJ, so I think that's
appropriate
as well.
Even beyond CJ,
Illinois Valley.
So I think that's great.
And so Miller is in two. Can we do that? Amanda number one.
Miller
in number two.
And Dave Daniel number three.
That pulls my concern about a person in one or two.
Okay.
Valley.
Gotcha. So in person four, we got owns rural residential property but not engaged in cannabis.
So let me just that. So, the only one, so I know one of the applicants on that list under four does not own rural residential property in Josephine County that I'm aware of, is a city resident, and has previously been a partial owner in a dispensary, so I don't know if they're currently engaged, but I think that would disqualify for that category.
I may have messed up on some. They didn't get the details.
Hamid fits four pretty good.
Yep, I think Hamid fits. Penny Wicks fits. Andy Smith.
Right. Bob Krause, if he's got a potential to grow hemp.
Yep.
I would not.
But we could take him in the one.
He could be at large.
But he can go in
and
at
then he's
large.
Not disqualified.
Any one of the at larges.
Yeah.
Or five persons engaged in traditional agriculture in Josephine County who is not engaged in cannabis industry.
I would say Bob should probably go into one of the at-larges. That way he doesn't get disqualified if he does choose to grow hemp.
Right. So
Bob should go to the at-large, right?
Let's do that in the bottom at-large then.
Let's put him in Bob Krause, number seven.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
and Lori Ann's at position six.
She can potentially qualify for four or five. Mm-hmm. So it gives us more options.
Yep, I think Hamid, Penny Wicks, and Lorianne Carey are the leaders in that position four. Because that just leaves Andy Smith. We kind of, since Bob Krause is out, position five is done, then all we got is Andy Smith.
Lorianne's
in there too.
Lorianne
that's right.
can go in there. Yep. So why don't we put Lorianne in five?
I think that would be
that
wise.
Good fit?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Then that puts us with not Bob, but back in four, Andy.
I don't think.
You do Hamid there.
I think Hamid might be an interesting one that we should talk about. The question I have is, I need to check an address to see if it's actually in our county or not. For
me?
No, Smith.
Oh.
Yeah, his application is not in here.
Could I call your dispatch and ask him to verify?
It should be in there. I thought it was on the top. Here.
Yeah. For whatever reason, I think I'm missing
that.
Do you have an application for Andy Smith, Dan?
I'm looking.
He's looking.
Yeah, it's getting close.
I got Adam Smith recommending someone, but Lorianne Peters.
I thought he was right on top.
Nope. Who's this? Yeah, I do. I got an Andy Smith, and he's P.O. Box.
That's the second
home address. Address is 15950 Highway 238, so he's clear out there.
So Sheriff's going to verify if it's in our county or not. Because if he's not a resident, I think that would be a concern.
Whom?
Smith.
Okay.
If he's over the line. So
the line's right after Pro Bowl, isn't it?
The store is
so pretty
the line.
Close.
I mean, see if it's in our county or if it's over the line. 15950 Highway 238.
And we don't actually have a home address for this person. Just an employer, Wicks. I
Amanda knows her.
Well, yeah, just an employer.
An appeal box.
What if you can't spell cannabis? Does that count against your application?
I don't know how to spell it.
I struggle. I do struggle.
I can spell it D-O-P-E. Cannabis.
I can go shorter, P-O-T.
Yeah.
Could you make sure I'm not taking
not
a drink of a beverage right when you say
it? If you spell cannabis, I want a spelling bee in third grade. I just spell cannabis. D-O-P-E. Winner!
Mr. DeYoung to the vice principal's office.
Vice principal's office. Pull your pants down on the way. We're going to get you the Board of Education.
Going to meet with the seat of learning, right?
Yep. Okay, so
he put the address, Highway 238.
What do you think of Mark Collier?
I think he'd only qualify for two positions.
The at-large is all.
Correct.
We got Krause in one.
Okay. So Smith, thank you. So yep. Smith is Jackson Smith. County.
So that's out.
Okay. Smith.
We have allowed membership if
he left off the city and
state
and all that.
Well, no, he put it here. Grants Pass Orange 27. Okay. There are people that live on the other side of Rogue River, the Gold Hill side of Rogue River, on Rogue River Highway. Mm-hmm. That have Grants Pass addresses.
And they have Gold Hill addresses too. Rob Vandermeulen lives up Foots Creek and he's got a Gold Hill address, Rogue River phone number, and something else. He's got like three different deals.
Okay, so does that put Bob Krause back? We have nobody for position five because Andy Smith doesn't
position
live in
five
county.
Is Lorianne.
Lorianne, it's going to be in position five.
Yeah, I got it written there and I didn't square it. Okay, because then now I've got to have Amanda in one, Rhea in two,
Sheriff in three,
Dave's
Hamid or who? Who's in three? Oh,
Sheriff.
I keep skipping over the sheriff. He's a shoo-in. There's no other sheriffs.
Yes.
and then Hamid in four, Lorianne in five, nobody in six, maybe, and Bob Krause in seven. That's just what I've got so far.
Okay, so under five is Lorianne. So six, I'm gonna scratch out the people that we've already.
Already been something.
Miller's already done, Hamid's already done.
Brings up Penny Wicks again.
So Penny Wicks is.
Bob Cross and Amanda Metzger.
Kinda where I'm leaning.
Yep, kinda where I am too.
I.
For your school district?
We have had people live out of county that have businesses in or specifics that we've allowed to.
Right.
But if we have some, and the problem is that with Penny, we don't actually know where she lives.
But she couldn't be on Three River School District if she was in Jackson County.
You want me to call her? I see your phone number.
You can?
You can work anywhere if you have drive time. So she's not on the school district board.
She's not on the school board.
An employee.
Okay, that's fine.
But she does have an 862 number, which is, no, that's her work number. She has a cell phone.
This is with his application, it says Central Point on the card.
Oh, yeah.
Well, his address is in the Applegate. He is very close to the border. But the highest address, I want to say, is 12,000 or 13,000.
Can you pick up the phone and just call Penny Wicks and say, what is your home address?
I just picked it up. I was planning on it, if you guys would allow me.
Okay.
Yeah. Just ask her, see if she'll answer.
Just ask her. Hey, we're looking over your.
I know. By the way, you're in the public record.
We're looking over your application to the dog pound, to the animal shelter.
So I doubt she would pick somebody
who wasn't, right.
We're looking over your application to the animal shelter.
But Smith was too. Her recommendations were Adam Smith and Penny Wicks.
Hi Penny, my name's Darren Fowler. I'm the chair of the Board of County Commissioners. How are you? I'm doing good. We're looking at your application to be on the Cannabis Advisory Committee, or Cannabis Advisory Board, excuse me, and panel. I'll get it right in a minute. But we noticed on your application you didn't give us your address. Do you live inside of Josephine County? Okay, so you do live in the county and then you own some other properties in the county as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, and that's the information we were missing, so that's all I need to talk to you about. We're going to make a decision and let you know if you're appointed, okay?
All right, thank you so much for calling, Derek.
You bet. All right, have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
So okay. Smith's card that he provided is that he works with the Grange, which is an agricultural. I mean, they provide most of the supplies for agricultural stuff in the community. But he does live in the Applegate over the county line, so.
Right, not far, but over. So is that what it's down to, between him and Penny?
For me, it is.
Is that what you're struggling?
Mm-hmm. It's between him and Penny, for me.
Yep, and that's in position six. We got all the other ones.
I show somebody for each of the other positions.
I'm kind of looking at Penny. For six.
Yeah, and I'm kind of leaning there too.
Because, you know, Andy's fine, but Andy does, you got to really, what was our criteria? They had to live in Josephine County.
Yeah.
Pretty cut and dry.
Okay.
And so yeah.
And I like that she's on the school district.
No, she just works there.
Worked at the school district.
Yeah, she works as a special ed assistant.
He's probably going to hear, probably have a lot to say about the effects of it on children.
She says, I have concern for the well-being of people and wildlife in our county due to the production of cannabis.
Yeah, I think she'd be a good one.
Yeah.
She's not going to be a pushover.
Yeah.
Should we elect the chair to this right now and say, David Daniels, I nominate you?
He rejects your nomination.
Wait, he leaves the room.
Yeah. Don't appoint him while he's here.
Okay, so Amanda for one.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea for two. Sheriff, three. Hamid for four. Or that could be Penny. Penny would qualify for four as well. Lorianne for 5.
And you'd put Hamid on 6, so it doesn't matter whether Hamid's either one.
Right.
I think Hamid's got to look, would be owned rural residence property in Josephine, not engaged in cannabis.
We I think that, that is it. We do know that.
Yeah,
we
that's
it. We do know that. We don't, there isn't anything else.
So then you left off at 5 with Lorianne.
So 6.
6 I, is Penny or Andy.
Yep.
And
7 is,
seven
Bob,
is
Cross.
Bob Cross. So then, it, not that we take a vote, but is your preference for Andy Smith or for Penny Wicks? Commissioner Dion?
On number...
Number 6.
6. I think I want Penny on there.
Okay. Commissioner Morgan?
Andy Smith sounds like he is plenty qualified because he worked for the Grange, which is agricultural, but that's just a position at large on 5, on 6 at Millie anyway.
Right.
So it could be anybody.
Commissioner Morgan, your recommendation for position 6?
Unless we had something else for somebody who resided in the county, I would say Wicks.
Yeah,
but
okay.
But Smith, if she's unavailable.
Yep.
Do we have any
because of the business connection would be valuable. But they can come and participate as a member of
absolutely.
The community.
Absolutely.
I mean, as a public.
So I think that puts it at Penny Wicks.
Okay.
These are
six,
just going to be the voting members. But anybody's allowed to come.
I would support
comment.
That.
Sure.
They'll have
okay.
public comment at every one of these meetings. Okay.
Well, then let's look at yeah. the ordinance we passed to start this cannabis advisory panel. And in it, it says, in addition to the appointed voting members, the Josephine County Community Development Director, Josephine County Water Master, and one member of the Josephine County Board of Commissioners will serve as a non-voting ex officio members of the advisory panel. I would volunteer for the board position. If that's all right with you, Dan. that was quick. Lily?
Mark and a bargain.
I support that.
Okay. And then we'll grab those other folks as ex officio members.
So history on support staff. At the time that we created this, I felt that community development would have been the best place for support staff. At the time, the previous mm-hmm. director was not interested in supporting it in any function. So Sean Martinez, who's the treatment and prevention manager, was willing to do that. But I think that it's not the right fit for focus of agricultural that you're focusing on. So I would recommend that we again go back to community development and they be assigned as the staff support.
Yeah, and the director's already mentioned in the ordinance, but he could bring another staff member if they wanted to be
delegate
the
a staff
minute
yeah.
taker and organizer for it. He wouldn't have to be the...
Well, and but yeah, I would, now that we have a different director in there and they've established the ordinance, I think that is still the best fit because
yeah.
treatment and prevention are addressed in the MPAC committee. And so I think it's appropriate to go the agricultural permitting route, especially with the compliance certificates and such.
Okay. Well, then any further discussion there? Then I guess I entertain a motion to appoint these members. Or no, wait, do we want to move this forward to a...
We've already adopted the ordinance.
We have.
I mean the resolution.
Do we want
to... I can draft up a resolution for an admin for what you guys decided and then it goes to WPS.
Yeah.
So just the people we've appointed or
yeah.
decided on. Okay. Yes, that needs a resolution.
Yep.
Yeah.
So let's,
so
yeah,
we
resolution. Won't take a motion today then. And we'll have that set up for our next opportunity.
Great.
Sorry about the really short meeting. It's under half hour. Anybody have anything for matters under matters from commissioners?
Well, I just want to say before we go there, Sheriff, thanks for being willing to be a part of it. I think it's with your enforcement team. I mean, you might have a delegate that you put on there or something like that, but
we'll see.
It's I think it's a good opportunity. So thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know we kind of modeled it after the Jackson County model, which has been successful in the long run and I think effective. And so look forward to ours being a good sounding board for this subject. And it's not formed in the heat of battle. We didn't just pass the law to make marijuana legal. We didn't just pass or just start the cannabis bit that the federal government let go. And so I think it's a calmer time to start a committee. And so it has a better chance of cohesion and working together. So looking forward to it. Anything else under matters?
On this subject here,
yeah.
At some point in time, I would like, I still would like to see this industry, the whole industry, including hemp, participate in law enforcement, in funding law enforcement.
Yeah.
And I think that should be maybe one of the subject matter when you do get to get.
Well, if you know anybody that will be working at the state that will try to pass legislation to support you in that,
I'm not going to the state for anything.
But
I'm
now
done,
you know
I
someone.
I am done with the
I just
state.
Said if you know anybody that
no,
might be
working. Push it forward.
If you know anybody that's even going to be there, I'm done with the state.
Okay, that's fine.
I got my ass handed to me by a representative last year that jumped ship in the last, 2 minutes? And he helped us craft the bill. And he came in there and he said, well, it'd be 3% of export. And we went, what in the hell did he, what's he talking about?
No, I hear you. It was
so
kind of making a joke of.
I think, here's.
They won't be there next year.
Here's my thought process. My thought process is going back to what you originally said. Years and years ago.
Okay.
In the business license.
Absolutely.
And that it just that's just Josephine County. We would get a 76% return rate saying yes, just like on our advisory question. And I have a person that's on this list that says we're on board. It's in the industry as long as it includes hemp.
Okay.
Gotcha. Well, and those are going to be some of the first subjects I believe they tackle. You're right.
If you have not done so yet, please contact Director Weber today.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Sounds good. He knows what to talk about. Okay. Anything else? All right. Our Wednesday of three meetings is over at 2:29. We still pulled it under a half hour.
Yes. Yeah, so-